Today is July 4th, a day when America celebrates its Declaration of Independence in 1776. And joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan, and happy 4th of July.
Indeed. And today is a day we observe as Independence Day, although some think it should be July 2nd.
Yes, this is a sort of a local story at a remove. John Adams, who was on the committee to write the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia in June of 1776, he wrote a letter to Abigail Adams, home here in Braintree, now Quincy, and said, "This day will be celebrated with bonfires and parades and illuminations from end of this continent ever to the other evermore." But he's talking about the second day of July, the day they voted for independence, not the 4th of July, the day they declared it. Even though he was on this committee to write the declaration, he thought the vote was the important thing. And you can prove it because he wrote this letter on July 3rd. Now, later on, he went along with the program and celebrated the 4th of July, but I think it's important to know that even an important figure cannot get all of what's going to happen right.
Now, when it comes, speaking of the observances that he mentioned, and we're talking about the South Shore, there were some interesting South Shore observances you want to talk about.
Yeah, it's interesting that in the 18th, we have diaries at the Massachusetts Historical Society kept by young people, teenagers in Marshfield, starting in the 1850s. So they're seeing the 4th of July celebrated before the American Civil War. And a couple of things is it's a legal holiday. The courts are closed and, what you would understand at the radio station. It's a day of work, so people are working, and then there'll be a parade or a picnic or a celebration. But if you're a young teenage boy going to Boston to see the big fireworks and be in the big town city was important, even if it meant getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and walking to Hingham to take the steamboat to Boston so you'd get there early in the day, or working in a store but having the parade come right by, in the case of a teenage girl, having the parade come right by your store in the center of town. And as we look at parades today, one more thing is, there's an old tradition, and it's recorded in these diaries, of there being people dressed up absurdly. The antiques and horribles, we today often call these parts of 4th of July parades the horribles, but they were sort of making fun of elaborately dressed militiamen and firemen who marched in 4th of July parades, but by sort of satirizing them. And that is probably a tradition that began on the South Shore, was certainly in parades in Marshfield in the 1860s.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there.
No, and enjoy your 4th of July, and at least you don't have to go out and do the haying before you go to your celebration.
Well, actually, I do have to get some haying done before I head out, but that reminded me, so thank you for reminding
me
of that. Thank you so much. Well, Peter Drummy, thank you so much for joining us, and happy 4th of July to you as well.
And you.